Well, it's kicked off. It's well underway. The Lake Effect Fringe Festival, changing the forecast for live theater. It's the sixth annual festival, continuing to focus on local playwrights, directors, composers, and performers. We spoke earlier when it did kick off with those on behalf of Pigeon Creek Shakespeare Theater, and now, goodness gracious, don't miss this weekend's performance. It's a husband-wife performance, and you bet we get the husband and wife in the house. So always nice to have you back, Mary Beth Quillen. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning, Shelley.
Gary E. Mitchell to your right. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Good that you are here on behalf of Gem Theatrics. You've got three opportunities to share your talent once again. Before we get to that specifics, remind me of this great Lake Effect Fringe Festival.
Well, the Lake Effect Fringe Festival was born 6 years ago with the hope of kind of filling in that little space before Laugh Fest and after Art Prize, of course, and highlight local theater. And we try to highlight smaller theater companies, smaller shows. This is a two-person show. Later up in this lineup, we have a two-person musical. So those are shows that you're not going to see on bigger stages. And last week, we had real fringy stuff. We had local playwrights. The weekend after us, we're going to have local playwrights doing 10-minute plays and a local company that does Commedia dell'arte. So we've got a little bit of everything. We've got improv and comedy every Monday night. So we just like to mix it up and throw all kinds of great things over the month of February. And this one extends clear through till March 4th, I think. So that's what we do. And we've been at it for 6 years. So.
Yeah. And remind me how these were chosen, shall I say? How did we choose who was to be involved?
Well, mostly it was just volunteers. Catherine Mayberry at Pigeon Creek and we at Gem Theatrics, and then we added some groups like the University Wits who wanted to get involved, and we just kind of formed an ad hoc group and just said, wouldn't it be nice to be able to do this? And so we kind of generated it on our own, and we invite any group that's interested to contact us and get involved.
And this is all taking place on the stage of Dog Story?
Yes.
Yes, great.
7 Jefferson Southeast, Grand Rapids.
So nice to have that in our own backyard. Well, let's get to our conversation at hand. Gem Theatrics, who are you?
Well, we started Gem Theatrics in 2010 with the idea that we wanted to work together more than we were able to do if we just auditioned for shows, because that's up to somebody else, you know, and we put this group together, and we do two-person plays, and we've done a number of them. We commissioned the John and Abigail Adams work, My Dearest Friend, from local playwright Mary Crone, and we've done a number of other things. Last year, our show was Chapati by Irish playwright Christian O'Reilly. This year, we've chosen a play called Two Across by Jerry Mayer. A lot of people don't know Jerry Mayer, but he had a long career in television. He started writing for Bewitched. He wrote for Mary Tyler Moore. He wrote for All in the Family. He wrote for MASH. He was script supervisor on the Bob Newhart Show. And this show is a lot of that gentle humor that comes through in those kinds of shows. Not a lot of slapstick, not a lot of ba-dump bumps, but character-driven humor. This show's about two people who meet on a BART train in the middle of the early in the morning, and they're both working on the New York Times crossword.
Oh, goodness gracious. And both means Gary Mitchell and Mary Beth Quillen.
Right.
Tell me about your, looks like two strangers. They're alone in the car. Oh, each is married, and he's a free spirit.
Yes, yes, and she's a control freak.
Okay.
sort of the story of us.
A little, maybe a little easier.
Maybe.
What? Tell me more about themes, or how fun is this for you, Mary Beth?
It's a lot of fun. The hardest part for both of us is we don't like doing crossword puzzles.
In real life,
we've sort of had to like learn how to do crosswords and learn about the secrets of the crosswords and the New York Times crossword puzzle is really it's just iconic, apparently. So we're learning all that as we go along.
So the crossword puzzle's a character of itself.
It kind of.
Yeah, crosswords are an integral part of the show, and the answers to crossword puzzle clues lead the characters to have conversations about things that are going on. And so the crossword's really important.
What's your set like with the two-person? And is there's no intermission with this. Is that correct?
There is an intermission in this show. It's a shorter show, and ordinarily it probably wouldn't have an intermission, but we take the show later in the summer across the state to a small theater in Marine City called the Snug Theater, and they kind of demand an intermission because they're really tied into the local businesses, and intermission is really important for them. So we've built one in, but the show's going to run about 90 minutes. Our set is really simple. All of our sets are simple because we're a touring company. We have everything that we do has to fit in the back of our PT Cruiser when we go around. Yeah. So this is just some chairs, and we have a projected subway backdrop.
Okay, because you're on the BART, which is the San Francisco train.
That's right? Correct,
as you mentioned. So, tell me more, Mary Beth. I mean, your character, a crossword pro. You know, yeah. Mary Beth is not. you're a control freak. Will we be asking, does boy meet girl? Does boy get girl? Is that kind of a headline?
That's pretty much the storyline. I mean, they meet, and it's like, well, what's going to happen with these two? And it's even a little open-ended at the end, but they have kind of come to a meeting of the minds, and they've kind of each been changed for the better by each other's personality.
Yes. And there's a little twist that gets thrown in at the end.
Lots of twists.
And do you stick pretty much to the script in learning your lines? And,
oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty important. And what's it like for a husband-wife team to, well, to run lines throughout the day and, you know, do pillow talk at night?
Well, that's that's one of the really great things about it, and it's one of the reasons why we wanted to do it, was because it's something, you know, acting is just in both of our bloods, and if we can work together on the same project, I know some people sometimes say, well, you know, we see too much of each other, but that's not true for us. We like it when, and we're committed to it, and the great thing is we can rehearse in our dining room.
Yeah, well, and he handles, like, all the sound and lights. He figures out the sound cues and gets the music, and although this one has a lot of computer voice train announcements that kind of interrupted the, you know, so he figured out how to do that, and he designs the lights, and then if there's costumes, I design the costumes. Sometimes I sew. This time it was like, oh, we'll get some khaki pants, and I handle all the PR and all the social media marketing and things like that. So we split up our duties according to our gifts.
Right, and what you love to do, you're right. What is next then for Gem Theatrics after this weekend?
Well, Mary Beth will be stage managing a show at the Heritage Theater Group this summer, and this show will play for two weekends across the state in Marine City in the Thumb area. Mm-hmm. We also have a production of My Dearest Friend coming up in September for Constitution Week at the Nuevo District Library.
That. Lake Effect Fringe Festival, again, changing the forecast for live theater. I say that, Mary Beth, because is that the theme?
That's sort of our tagline, yeah. And we have another one, which is hashtag Brave the Snow, See a Show.
Probably had to work with that. May I ask what comes up then after this weekend?
Next weekend is the 10-minute plays, and then Hole in the Wall Theater Company is doing their Commedia show. And then the last weekend, we have the University Wits doing The Last 5 Years, which is that two-person musical, which I'm really interested to see because it sounds very different, and I'm sure there's no theater company in town that would do it.
That's awesome. What else is important that we know, if you would, Gary?
Tickets are available on the Dog Story Theater website. There are links to those on our website, gemtheatrics.com, and our Facebook page, Gem Theatrics.
And also, all the tickets are through dogstorytheater.com. Ticket prices are $8 for students and seniors, $14 for adults, and I think we're the cheapest show in town.
Yeah, we're really affordable.
Then just do it in the snow. Well, be careful what you wish for. Again, 6 years ago when this began, and now you're up to six, and good things are in the future, I'm sure. All right, this weekend, details one more time, when and where?
Dog Story Theater, 7 Jefferson Southeast Grand Rapids, Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. That's 2 across with Gary and I, and 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m.
Awesome. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you,
yep,
Shelley.
Jim Theatrics presenting 2 Across, a comedy of crosswords and romance by husband and wife performance team of Gary Mitchell and Mary Beth Quillen.